Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so glad to be here this evening. We have a wonderful poet joining us this evening from all the way from the Detroit area, and we are so glad that she's coming on. Let me just read her awesome bio. Her name is April Gardner. April is with her poetry name is Aris or Deep Aris. She was born and raised in Detroit and in the in some parts of the suburban Michigan area.
What happened? Should I hang up or call back or what?
Easily.
You don't want one?
I do, but I gotta get more people. I don't understand what happened.
That's probably happening
every time. Well, I mean, I can't even log online and do it now.
What, you can't?
Good evening, good evening. It seems that we're having technical difficulties. We're going to try this again here. We're going to try to wait around for our author to come in. But in the meantime, we're going to play a little music for you until we get the author in to come back into the show here. Floor to the ceiling. Girl, I feel you when you comb your hair.
Welcome, welcome back, welcome back. I am so glad to have you all here this evening with us. We did have, please forgive us for the technical difficulties. Because we're on a time schedule, we won't have the opportunity to go back over our author's bio, but we will make sure that she gets her proper due. We just like to take this moment before we connect her in take the time out and welcome our guests. Welcome, Black homeschoolers. Thank you for stopping by. Welcome, Sandrine Moret. Thank you for stopping by. Welcome, Gemini 619. Welcome, White It Out. Thank you for for stopping by the show. We're glad to have you and to helping us to appreciate and love on our authors for this evening. Ms. April Gardner, all the way from the city of Detroit. We have her coming in to discuss her journey about her journey of becoming a writer and a poet, and we just so happy and so fortunate to have her here with us this evening. And we want to just personally take the time out to thank her for taking time out of her busy schedule to be with us this evening. And if we, without further ado, we're going to bring her in. Ms. April Gardner, are you here on the air with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm sorry.
I've been on the air since 9.
Okay, I am so happy to have you here. I don't know what that fluke was because we've been doing pretty good without the technical issues the past week. But nevertheless, you are here, and we are blessed to have you here this evening.
Yes.
I just want to just take this time out to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. You can never thank a person enough for taking time out of their busy schedule to, you know, do something such as this. We just want to just start off by having you ask a few questions and let the listeners know a little bit about you as an author and a poet. The one thing, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you, Michelle, for having me as well. Well, I've been writing kind of all my life. You know, in my biography, like I said, I met Nikki Giovanni when I was 5 at a mall. She had a children's book out. And, you know, I decided then that I would want to write. I would write short stories. I would write plays and things like that. And then a few years ago, I met the legendary late Elin Harris. And I was so fascinated by his autobiography. I originally had set out to write an autobiography. But I knew poetry was something that I was used to writing. So I'd say last year I put my focus on writing poetry. And, you know, I did some freelance writing for a couple of local magazines, including the school I attended, Davenport University. And I made poetry the main interest because due to some of the things that had happened in the past year and a half, I felt like, you know, life happened, and I had to step out on faith. I had a story to tell, and these stories were this book, Reflections of a Diamond in the Making, which I self-published in February of this year. I had to write that because, you know, it tells an account. It's a memoir, a short memoir, and it tells about a lot of stories and things that I've gone through and things that I am aspiring to happen. So that's a little bit about me. And
You know, they say that poetry is comes from is inspired by the experiences that we have in life. And so I think that's a good place to be able to write from because other people have similar circumstances that they're dealing with in their life, and they don't know how to release those things. And a lot of poets that I've talked to before, they say that poetry is something that's purging to them. It allows them to release and be themselves. And would you say that that applies to you as well?
Yes. I would say a lot of people, I got the name Deep Aries. I caught because I always had a friend that was saying, I'm an Aries, I'm such a ram, and stuff like that, but I know that when I would recite, a few people would come up to me and say deep. You know, some Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
They would say deep, you know, the ones who, I've been blessed to have people to come up to me, you know, like at a recent event, one man who was a band member, this was an autism function that I did at Belle Isle, and I have always wanted to do poetry to a band, and I thought that was a blessing. He said, I would like to work with you, and the first thing he said, your work is deep. So some of the people who do like my work or know of my work, or even those who may not know how to respond to it, they call it deep, because when I write, you can kind of feel what I'm saying through the words, and that's how I write.
And that's what's important about writing poetry, connecting with your audience or your listeners. And that's interesting that their response is deep, because that means that you're a person that you know, grabs a person's soul from within and comes with such profound you know, reflections from the soul that, you know, other people are able to relate and embrace your work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very impressive, because, you know, not everybody can do that with their poetry writing. You know, you have many various styles, but not everybody is really have the ability or the creative mind to really, you know, touch a person from the soul, from the gut of the soul, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yeah. And just like I have a lot of respect for the slam poets and the hip-hop poets, but that's not really on the line that I'm on. Mine is, you know, I flow, but mine is just the basic. You know, tell the story, and, you know, we all try to say our work to make it socially acceptable, but, you know, there's a whole lot more that I have to say, so I would have to say that the book, Reflections of a Diamond in the Making, it's a $10 book, it's on Amazon, it's, that book, you know, was just the beginning for me, and I notice how, since I've wrote that, you know, a lot of the things I've wrote have been even deeper and longer, and I noticed, like, being more, feeling more seasoned after that.
Okay. When you began writing your book, what type of things did you do to actually prepare yourself to actually pull together the manuscript and put it into one collection? Because a lot of times people say they find challenges with writing. Are you one of those people that at first found a challenge with, you know, putting together a collection, or how did you come about just, you know, deciding that I am just going to do this and put it together? And
well, it was, like I said, it was so much that I had inside of me that I had to put out there, that it was a time where, you know, I was experience being downsized from a career. And, you know, I not have gone through so many challenges in the last year and a half, I probably wouldn't have done the book. But I set aside mainly recent poems, but some of them were older poems from, you know, things were, you know, I like to say pretty happy a few years ago, but I had some poems that kind of fit into going through a struggle. And that's what happened. You know, I tried to put them together based on, some was based on wanting to find love, some was based on, you know, spirituality, some was based on finding self, some was based on ending an unhappy relationship. So, you know, a lot of those poems, I try to make, in the book, I make different chapters about different subjects. So, you know, it took me, you know, maybe a couple months to decide which ones to use, you know. But at the time when I did the book, you know, I self-published it because it was something I had to put out there for myself. And
absolutely,
once I put it out there, I went ahead and, you know, did the thing to try to, you know, market the best way I could, you know. People would tell me that I need to go to the open mics, and I have gone to open mics, but most of my open mics have been more like the special events. You know, when my first open mic was, first big open mic was at the Renaissance Club, and it was for an organization called YPIC, and I was able to recite for them. But as far as But I was just going to say, as far as the book, you know, I just grabbed the selected poems. I tried not to make them all sound the same in the same category. But, you know, yeah, but I just grabbed it, you know. Is the book has roughly about 40, 35 poems, and I tried to have them in different categories, from love to, you know, breakups, from spirituality to, you know, fantasy. You know, it's a memoir kind of my life, a basic memoir. It's just the beginning. That book is just the beginning. There's so much more that I would like to say.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Can you kind of share with us, I know you said that the book is a memoir, and it's a lot of poems written based on your personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us one of the challenges you had, and you therefore resulted in to you creating a poetry piece from it? Can you kind of share with us and the listeners one of the pieces, specifically the detail or the contents of the poem?
Would you want me to recite it?
During the open mic, but, you know, give us the title and kind of let us know what inspired that piece and, you know, why you actually wrote that piece.
Well, I would say the most painful piece to write was Father Figure. And that was a poem that was the hardest. If you want to know the most challenging one, that was the hardest, because it talks about me trying to reach my father reach him as far as emotionally, and it, you know, him not being in my life a lot of times. But it was hard to write that poem. It was hard to put that out there. But, you know, me and my father have made amends, and, you know, when you accept people in a situation for where they are, then you're much freer, you know. So that was one of the pieces that was the hardest piece. I would say one of the pieces that makes me feel uplifted is one of the ones called Beautiful Work in Progress. And I talk about, you know, if giving homage to the universal flow, God, you know, however you about how when I could not breathe, he took a breath from me, and it just goes on and on, you know. And as well as the other ones being about getting over a bad breakup and how that can take a turn for how it seems like when you fall in one pattern, you kind of stay in a pattern. But one thing about, like, the work in progress, you know, it's all about, you know, taking time to love you, really, and rely on a higher spirit, because without that, you really cannot make it, you know. When I wrote this book, a lot of people had walked out of my life, and even after I wrote the book. So, you know, you get, you know, there's the people in your life for a season or a reason, but, you know, I hope I answered your question and didn't go all the way around.
I like that. Say that again. I like what you just said, that little quote there.
Oh, that's a universal quote of people in your life for a season or a reason, and it's true. Because I would say that, I'd say probably in that time period where I started to go through transition, that was probably the most that people had ever come and walked out of my life, or for some reason I had to cut them out of my life. So, you know, I try to focus on the positive. You know, I had to put my energy into something positive, you know. Even like the book. No, even freelance writing. Those were things that I had to do. It's something I always had a passion for. And, you know, I had to tell the story like it was, even though it would have been nice to just make it, you know, example, just a romantic book or just a spiritual book. But, you know, I had to add a bunch of different dimensions to it.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's good to be versatile, because you never know why a person will pick up a book and just start reading and how they can relate to something, if not everything in the book, you know. So that's
right,
a good
right.
way to approach writing the book, is to offer a little variety. Now, I want to talk about you. You had mentioned earlier that you had met at an early age, met Nikki Giovanni. Tell us what that experience was like, you know,
I was just a kid. But, you know, my aunt, you know, I always drew. I was always writing something. They were always saying, April, what are you writing? I was always writing some story about something. You know, I grew up an only child. So, you know, I was always in my own little world when I wasn't with, you know, my friends or anything like that. I was alone. I was basically alone. I had some friends, but I was alone. And, you know, she was very nice. You know, she was saying, oh, you know, I remember her, you know, hugging me and saying she's going to be great one day. And, you know,
Wow. Interesting.
She comes here at Wayne State September 30th, and I definitely have to go out and see her. So
you said September 30th.
Yeah, she's going to be at Wayne State. A friend told me about that, and I definitely plan on going and definitely showing her, hey, I mentioned you on my back of the book.
Wow. Yeah, that should be a very good experience. I'm glad you shared that with us also. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, with you being, you write poetry and you've written in columns and various columns and been on radio shows.
Yeah.
What type of, do you see yourself writing as a full-time writer in the near future?
I would love to. I would definitely love to because, you know, I know that you were asking me, do I have some challenges like some writers where they get writer's block? You know, there are times when I have so much that I want to write down, but I don't do it. I go ahead and focus on something else. But I would love to do it, be able to devote all my time to it. If it were to, you know, life happens. If it weren't for, you know, when I can do that, when I can set aside the other things like, you know, school and work, I definitely would like to do that because I do see myself as a writer. There's just this creativity inside that I always want to come out. And if it's not writing, it's motivational speaking. I would like to speak to especially a lot of teenage girls. As a teenage girl, I didn't have a mentor. I just knew I didn't want to grow down the wrong path. We all make our mistakes, but, you know, I try to make up for it now years and years, years later. But I would like to be, one thing I'd like to do is do some speaking. You know, I find I feel really rewarded once I can, you know, when I can speak to someone and, you know, who I can see something in them similar to me and, you know, give them some guidance on, you know, how to make their goals come because nobody told me to, you know, some people said you should write a book, but nobody walked me through the process. A couple writers were nice enough to give me tips about self-publishing, but, you know, I didn't, you know, I self-published, you know, like a lot of poets do, you know. So if I could do it full-time, yes, because there's a lot of stories about other people that I would like to write about, not just me, you know.
Right. With you being a college graduate, do you think there be opportunities?
After all those years.
Pardon?
I just did it after all these years. Oh, but I can't walk across state
okay.
May.
But you accomplished it, so that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, and
now,
I'm happy about that. Yes.
Being a college graduate, do you find there will be opportunities for you? You said you want to get into more of the public speaking,
mm-hmm.
Would you think there will be opportunities for you at your college, or, you know, have you even looked into that possibility?
Well, as far as school, at my school, Davenport is more of like a private college. It's a business college. I have, had a couple instructors say, have you thought about speaking, you know, when I would do presentations because they always, you know, liked the way I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about for universities, but I would like to do it for example, nonprofit or organizations. I had a lady who who I know, she's involved in a lot of issues, and you know, she said, "I'd like you to, you know, speak at a couple events." You know, she's lining up the event. She doesn't have them the specific dates, but she knows what she's trying to organize, and I think that's, you know, very flattering. You know,
right, absolutely.
I do see myself as a speaker, and like I said, I'm currently taking classes for my master's. You know, a degree is very important, but when I was not taking classes, I was working at what I thought was my career job, and, you know, you always have to have something to fall back on, you know.
Absolutely.
You always have to have something to fall back on.
That's so true, so true.
to go much further with my writing, but, you know, at the same time, we all miss, you know, I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but when we have a career job, we all miss it, you know. I have a friend that has a PhD. She's not even 30, and, you know, she's content, but she doesn't act like, you know, she says education is overrated. And then when some people come up to me and say, you know, what? You don't have a master's yet? Or, you know, I mean, people are always going to say something. But, you know, like I said, I'm glad that I'm working on it. And, you know, the piece of paper doesn't always determine your intelligence, you know, but it is definitely good to have. But I'm sorry, I know I went all the way around your question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We're this is all about you right now. I do want to ask you a question. When you're not writing poetry, what other types of things do you write about?
Well, what I would like to write about, you know, is some of the other, I don't know if you call it freelance, but I would like to get into more like maybe documentaries.
Oh, okay.
That's something I would like to do. Like, for example, I love the show Unsung. I love that.
Oh.
Yeah, I love the old school vibe. It's just always been something that's with me. Like, after the 90s and early 2000s, I was real young, but I was like, what happened to the music?
Yes, I agree with you on it. What did happen to the music?
Yeah, so, and I was, you know, blessed. I contacted I don't know if you heard a group. I'm sure you heard a group, Climax. I talked to one of the members, and I said, I love the group. I always wanted to have a band. So when I came across a man who had heard my work, and he said he would like to play to some of my work, you know, that was beautiful, you know. Even though it sounds nice, I can't picture myself playing an instrument, learning an instrument. My mother should have tried to help me do that a long time ago, but that's something I think I would definitely love to do more, you know.
All right, listeners out there, you're here. We're putting the plug in for you because you never know who's listening and who's watching.
Yeah,
Now, since we're on the subject about writing music, is there a song that you? It says that you started writing song lyrics. Is there a song, a type of music that you like to write about or that you've written about that you can kind of share with us?
Well, I wrote songs in the past, not recently. I did have a on the book. What was the name of the poem? I don't even have the book in front of me. It was like, for the love of music. Music, what could I do without you? And I even go into, you know, the Marvin Gaye's, the Chaka Khan's, and, you know, the Michael Jackson's. And, you know, I even talk about Dinah Ross and Lady Sings the Blues. And I wrote a poem about, I don't know if you've seen the movie or watch the movie Lady Sings the Blues. I got it from my mother.
Of course,
no. Oh, Well, some people don't, you know, some people don't even really know. They say, oh, I heard of it, you know. But I wrote a poem about, do you remember when Handsome Billy D, she's dancing and he gives her the dollar, do you want my arm to fall off?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, wow, if I could run into men like that. But I had wrote a poem and it was saying, you know, even, you know, she was a dancer. You know, it's hard enough to get respect if you carry yourself a professional. But here she's a dancer and how he, you know, he's the only gentleman and hand her a dollar in her hand and not somewhere else. So I'm just saying, you know, I go back deep into a lot of that stuff, you know.
Right.
And one of the poems
yes.
about music, What Can I Do Without You? And it was just a tribute to old school.
That sounds like a good title for a documentary right there.
I would love to do that because I have a lot of old school, you know, videos, documentary stuff I taped when I was like 12, 13 years old that I still have and I put on a DVD. And, you know, I would like to do something with that because, you know, like Unsung, that's a good one but for music, but I would like to do it for other areas too. And, you know, it is about, a lot of it is about who you know, so I know that I would probably have to get outside of the Detroit area, you know.
Absolutely.
One thing like you and I had talked about, I would love to, you know, travel outside of Detroit, you know, and recite. I've never recited outside of Metro Detroit, and that might be something that's kind of, getting in the way of me getting the exposure that I would like, you know, because
right.
What poets tell me is I'm not out there enough. You know, I go to special events. I did go to the local open mic sometimes, but what I'm told, I was told by a poet that you're not out there enough, so how can I support you? And what you got to learn
wow.
not to take stuff personally. And it's a, you know, popular poet, you know. He knows how to win women over and things like that, but sometimes.
Well, you know what, I think that statement, though, that she made to you, that she can't support you just because you're not out there, that's no reason not to support another person. We as artists, we need to promote, you know, that's about, you know, we all should promote one another as well as ourselves, and that you need to network. You can't, I wouldn't want to, you know, I can't speak against her or anything, but that statement,
no, it was a hint.
I would not.
It was a male.
Oh, a male. I could not, I don't agree with that because, you know, how could you say you can't support a person because they're not out there? That's when we need your support the most, when we're trying to get out there. That's what networking is all about.
Well, he was saying I have a book out, but he hasn't seen me at a lot of the open mic, even though I gave him props for his work because he was one of very few males that I, you know, I've had other males, you know, definitely give me props, but I'm just saying he's one of the popular males, and I, you know, I was not expecting him to do that, but what I'm saying is sometimes, and that's why sometimes I may come off as a little guarded or not as open, because sometimes when you reach out, you know, everybody is struggling with, I don't like to use the word ego, because that's not a nice word. But
you never know what.
It's so appropriate. Yeah, and I mean, I'm just saying, it can make you kind of defensive. You know, I felt like I was alone in this until you know how to play the game or learn how to be in the clique or the circle. That is honestly what I felt like, you know, honestly. But, you know, I don't think he meant any offense, but I guess it's like, who is she? You know, I met you, you know, he's tight and hugs everybody, but how can I support you? And you're not out there. This is hard work, you know. You got to be out here
for
5 days a week, you know. And I can respect what he was saying, but I'm just saying a lot of this, you know, I feel like that some people are not going to support you unless you are in their circle. I do believe that, and I, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Perhaps if he would have said it in a different way, it would have been more acceptable. But I do understand if he's saying that if you're not, you know, if he thought maybe you weren't supporting yourself enough or branding or promoting yourself enough, you know, I would understand in that aspect. But to you know, I don't know what the circumstances were, but nevertheless, I think that you know, we all have room to share and support one another, because you know, we all may have different styles, and that's just the bottom line of it. You know, it's a big world that we can all share and appreciate one another. We're kind of getting close to the time for the open mic. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. I really enjoy speaking with you and learning more about you as an artist.
I like your sincerity. You seem like a sincere person. That's why I wanted to do the interview with you.
Thank you. Since you've dabbled in a few things, the freelance writing, writing lyrics, writing poetry, do you ever think that there may be a possibility that you would get into writing novels?
You know what? I would love to write novels. You know, we have a lot of there's a lot of novelists in Detroit, just like poets. I would love to write novels because, like I said, when I met Elin Harris, I didn't really get to read his novels. I'm going to, but I really liked his autobiography, how he talked about writing basically saved his life. And so I couldn't help but be captured by that, you know. But I would like to write novels because there are so many stories I have in my head that you can't just put in one poem or you'd be writing five pages. I would love to write a novel. There is a lot of things that I would like to put into a novel. Yes, I would. I definitely would.
Now, if you were given the opportunity to speak at various events, someone invited you, like, out of, you know, to Chicago or Indiana, surrounding areas that's within maybe 2 to 4 hours, would you be open to accepting those type of invitations, paid or unpaid?
Oh, of course, paid or unpaid. I do a lot of times when somebody asks me to appear somewhere, a lot of times it's unpaid, and I accept it because, you know, I like the idea of, you know, doing something for a cause, you know. You know, poetry
Absolutely.
Is more than just, you know, go open mics every week. I definitely respect the people who go to open mics every week. I respect their energy to be able to do that, you
right.
know. I respect their heart for that. But I definitely would be open to speaking in other, you know, regardless other, you know, whether it be this state, other states, you know, paid or unpaid, I definitely would like to do that because, you know, I do believe that I speak from the heart, you know. Sometimes that pays off, sometimes it doesn't, but
I had to put that out there for you because, you know, like I said, you never know who's listening. So
you're
if
right,
they're listening,
right.
check out the archives. They know that poet, author April Garner is willing and able to come out to, you know, and be a part of different events. And that's one of the things that I aim to make happen in our interviews of the show. I want people, because it has happened to me mm-hmm. when I've been a guest on some mm-hmm. you know, some shows, and people have invited me out to paid and unpaid engagements, and it's well worth it. And,
yes,
you know, with your
yes.
talented voice, and, you know, we're going to definitely hear a couple of pieces from you, but
mm-hmm.
with some of the things that I've read of yours, it's just phenomenal. And, yes, the word
mm-hmm.
very much applies because, like I said, not everyone can touch and grab the gut of somebody's soul with their words. You know what I mean? There's some people who can write poetry, but it's a different thing and a different experience when somebody is able to touch your emotions with their words. You know what I mean? That's a different
right.
experience. So,
yeah.
you know, I certainly,
yeah.
yes, I certainly
yeah.
appreciate
yeah.
you as an author. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Oh,
definitely appreciate
we're gonna
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
To say if anybody, Facebook is an excellent promoting tool, but sometimes, there are times when I get, several comments. Depends on what you're talking about, and then sometimes you may not get none. But what
right.
I would like to, encourage people is, feel free to add me to Facebook. Feel free to post your comments. I would, do the same thing, I'm on Facebook, I'm April Deep Aries Garner. Feel free to, add me to Facebook. And, it's important to, anybody who shows me the love, I'm going to return it back. That's just how I am,
Absolutely. We did put your information early on in the chat room so that everybody can get it, but if you can remind the people again how to connect with you outside of the interview this evening, would you go ahead and do that for us? Because we do have people calling, on the switchboard, and we'll be opening up the opening mic in a few more minutes. So hang tight. But April, can you let the people know again other ways they can connect with you?
Yes. Please feel free to add me to your Facebook. It's April, and then the middle name is my poet name, Deep Aries Garner. So if you put in April Garner or April Deep Aries Garner, either one of those will come up. But, I look forward to connecting with other like-minded people. And I also have a blog spot. I don't use it that much, but I definitely would like to build up that because I would definitely like to talk about a lot of things that not just affect me but affect some of the other people who hear me. And that's www.authoraprilaries.com. But, by all means, contact me on Facebook. We all need – I don't have the large friend about thing that everybody goes looking for. But, I never aimed for 1,000 friends, but, I think that it would be helpful now. I see,
Yes.
Yeah, so feel that's the best way to, I think, to connect because that's where I post more things than in even my blog spot. That's been, I go months without posting on there. So that would be an excellent way to connect with me on Facebook. And don't be scared to, post a comment, and I would do the same,
All right. We're going to ask you the one last question here. Now, if you had to choose a writer to be your mentor, who would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a hard question. A poet or a regular writer?
Doesn't matter. Whoever inspires you to be the writer that you're aiming to be.
Wow. Are you talking about at this time or Nikki Giovanni? Me and Nikki Giovanni, she writes more on the lines of political. But I would, if I could pick her, I would, because she, with all her 30 or maybe 40 years of experience, I think that would be great. I would think that would be great. I'm trying to think of somebody in this, a newer writer. That's going to take some time. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of a newer.
Oh, that's okay.
I would have picked the late Elin Harris, but, he's passed on. But, there are a lot of writers that I do read their work, but I do have to, read more. But, everything is so busy, it's not easy promoting yourself. It's not easy
sure.
promoting yourself. Maybe I need an agent.
That's so right. Well, we're gonna definitely.
I'm so serious, and that's why they, when I'm sarc, they don't get the sarcasm because they think I'm just so serious when they see me. They do. That's what a lot of people think. I'm unapproachable, or what. Okay, Go ahead.
I'm sure once they get to know you, they know something different, so it's all good. But you know what? It's getting down to that moment where we have to go into our open mic. So at
all
this
right.
moment, April, we just love to just Thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been wonderful chatting with you. I've learned so much about you as an artist, and I certainly appreciate you as the inspiring, you know, to be one of the greats, because you're already on a great path with providing people with your deep sense of words, and it's something that definitely I appreciate in an author when you're able to capture me with your words. So I certainly am fortunate and blessed to have had you this evening on the show with us, and I do hope you come back again. But I most want you to definitely recite some of your pieces, because we're about to go into the open mic segment, and I want you to jump it off for us. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for being supportive. Thank you. And thank you.
Okay, Liz. You're quite welcome. Okay, I'm going to mute you for a moment, April, but I'm going to bring you back into the show, and I'm going to take this time to welcome all the people in the chat room. Thank you for being here, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, CBG, White It Out, and we have Sandrine Moret. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. With our interview with author, poet, April Deep Aries Garner, straight from the Detroit area. We just love that you just hung out with us, and now we're getting ready to open up the open mic, and we love for you to call in. We do have some people on the switchboard. So at this moment, we're going to chime in back our featured guest, and she's going to bless us with a piece this evening. April, we're going to let you start it off with one of your pieces.
Okay. Right now?
Yes.
Okay. The name of this piece, and this was a book that I was working on related to men, but the name of this piece is called Do You Know How To? I've often wondered why some say you are intimidated by me. Some see my beauty, but the main interest is to be in between where the beauty of womanhood lies. But I have proceeded with caution any time I took a plunge with open eyes, because never really feeling I could rely on you is the reason for my pride. You seem to resent that. I feel it in your vibe. But the times that I opened up and fell for you, I gave my heart, mind, body, and soul. And when we parted, I felt unappreciated, because my pride and pillow and me, myself, and I is what all I have to hold. You are intrigued by my uniqueness, mysterious intelligence, some physical attributes combined with realness. But that's what you are so scared of. You're not used to a sister like me, so you try the games, a disrespectful test. You have a wall up because you've been hurt, bro. I have too many times, as you already know. But God, I hope and look to bless my healing. And when I feel free, what a feeling. Bro, I haven't given up on you, even if a man from another land caught me and shows me a love that's true. Maybe you will appreciate and reciprocate. And yet each day we got each other's hands, because sexual nights are nothing by itself. But romance, when it's love, is a combination of wealth. Could you ever dry my eye and me not be embarrassed in front of you to sob or cry? Could you ever have my back this time? Do you know what it's like to stand up and be the man, the one who I say, hey, that is my king, and you be that, and I call myself your queen? So many times you have admitted to me I was the good woman. A couple times in my life I've seen a relationship ring, but it ended up to be just a piece of gold between my fingers to be seen. Some of you chose a game or a trophy woman to give your heart and soul to, and give her your money because she's easier for you. I am too deep maybe for the average one, kind of wondering when the one who walks to my drum will come. It's a mutual thing. It should be about you definitely winning me over, too. But sometimes I feel you treated me as if this was about winning you. Oh, how I learned, and how you have to learn superficial is not the best game to play. You don't have to be the best looking with the best hair and the best build to come my way, because I may not be what everyone is into today. You don't have... but you don't seem to want a relationship. You just seem to want to come off to me sexually abrasive in the wrong way. But to talk about the real deal, I have my flaws and my difficulties. I don't expect you to be perfect, but I do expect you to know how to understand me just as you would want me to be. And only the man above knows the unseen. The question is, I wonder, do any really know how to naturally love me so true as I feel I would know how to do for you? If you were the right one for me, do you know how to? Thank you.
And that's that piece?
Yes.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. April, wait a minute. We got to give it to your sister. Hold on.
Straight from the heart. Straight from the
heart. That was a, you know what, April, deep. All right. I feel you on that piece. Oh, my goodness. What was the title again?
Right,
huh? Oh. What was the title again?
Do you know how to?
Do you know how to?
Was in the book, but it'll be in the next one.
All right now. I'm feeling that piece all right now. All right. We had to clap it up for you. We couldn't let you go without getting your praise. your due.
I hope there's some men out there who appreciate that too. And stay.
Yeah, we got some men in the chat room, all right? Well, April, we're going to, we hope you hang out with us to the end of the show if you can. We have some more callers on the switchboard, so I'm going to mute you and take the next caller, but I want to definitely get back with you because I want you to recite that the other piece that you were talking about in the book.
Yes, I would definitely do that.
Okay. Caller from the 313 area called. You're on the air. Who do we have with us?
Hello?
Yes, yes. Who do we have on the air? Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Yeah, hello. My name is David. I just want to tell that was just beautiful. I love that poem.
Yeah, that was awesome, awesome. Yeah, she's definitely deep. That was our featured guest for this evening, Miss April Gardner. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, I'm sorry?
That's my big sister right there.
Oh, your big sister. All right now. The little brother showed his sister some love, and that's what it's all about, having family support. We're so glad you called in. Are you a poet yourself?
I'm more of a rapper, but, like, you know, I'm not as deep as my sister is.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you have anything you want to recite for us?
I don't know. You think I should?
Well, you're most certainly welcome to.
Well, okay. Here's something I wrote a while back.
Okay.
I can't remember how I started off.
Somebody in the chat room just said rapping is poetry. Don't give it to us.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, this is a song about a girl. It's like this. To be together, I gotta try. You're a beautiful woman that caught my eye. You must got wings because you're so fly. I've fallen for you and I can't deny. It's true, I have to make you mine. Baby, you are one of a kind. You're so pretty, you're so fine. All the guys will stand in line. Take a chance at a little romance. Your love will keep me in a trance. Just come here and take my hand and honor this guy with a dance. Long talk somewhere on the phone. Long walk when we're walking home. Just relax, lay your head down. Let me get some music to set the tone. Beautiful eyes, beautiful smile. Ain't no doubt I'll stay a while. Maybe I'll stay for the rest of my life. 24 hours, day and night. You say I'm wrong, I say I'm right. You say you hate and I say I like. How you gonna get mad at me? It's not my fault you look so nice. I love it when you kiss me through the phone, but I hate it when you have to go. You always say that you're not beautiful, but I think you really should know. Like it's but you're beautiful, and everyone can see that. And I'm going to be real with you. I truthfully believe that you're my only love, and I can't be without you. And now I know for sure I just can't be without you. And that's it.
And that's that piece. You have me over here almost in tears. Oh, my God, I got to give it to you. Hold on for a minute. Wow, and you were gonna withhold that from us? That was beautiful. And you said it and did it from your soul, and that's what matters. What do they say out there? And that's what's up. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, don't they say, and that's what's up, that, you know, they have a phrase out there that says, and that's what's up, you did it from the soul?
Not really. I'm more isolated than, you know, hanging out with a lot of people.
Oh, okay. But we really, really enjoyed that. I definitely enjoyed that piece, and I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Thank you.
You definitely got a poetic side to you, you know, and like somebody said in the chat room, rapping is poetry, all the same.
Like I said, my sister really inspired me to my poetry.
Oh, you know what, that's wonderful. I'm glad you said that because, you know, it's so important that to know that your sister is an inspiration to you, because then you know that she could be an inspiration to others as well. So thanks for sharing that. Okay, we're going to... thank David for coming out and showing his sister some love and the show some love. We are going to take the next caller. Thanks again, David.
You're welcome.
Now, I think this is my co-host. You stopped by, huh?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just saw you here, but I'm going to go ahead and recite a piece myself and bring you back if you need be. And we're also going to hear another piece from April and
I'm
a couple
sorry,
of other
I missed
callers.
I missed so much of you tonight, but I was dealing with my granddaughter. So
okay.
I couldn't get online.
I understand. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to, at this moment again, thank everyone that's here in the chat room. We love the energy that's in the chat room. They really love Lil David. They call him Lil Bro and Lil David, and they really appreciated that piece. We'd like to take this moment to thank Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Stevie G, White It Out. Also, Sandrine Marat for stopping through. We did have a guest. I can't see the number anymore because they're not here, but we'd just like to thank you for coming out and enjoying the show with us this evening. We do have a few more poems that's going to be recited this evening by our featured author from earlier today, and as well as myself. I'm going to go ahead and bless you with something that I've written. I have a couple of pieces here, but... I am going to read this particular one. This one is called Platinum Love. Parallel walking in the dark, the moonlight reflecting our silhouettes in the park, forming the number 11 under God's heavens. Traveling through time is the one thing was on my mind. Lord, when will you make this man mine? His love is purer than platinum gold. It was so lethal that a British army on enemy lines could not fight this stronghold. His lyrics were smooth as silk. His serenade made my head slightly tilt. Further and further we traveled through time, and we landed in the Garden of Eden. And as the Bible verse read, one rib from Adam God did retrieve, and then he introduced him to Eve. He took my hand and led me to the deepest part in the botanical garden. I felt the rhythm in my heart stopping and starting. It was pumping to the pulse of my lover's heartbeat. The warm feeling I felt from the palm of his hand registered at the maximum pure love. It was sealed by the presence of the white dove. Although surprised, I knew it was coming. He was going to finally be mine. He got the ball rolling, and on bended knee, he asked, "Michelle, will you become my wifey?" And all, I will love you through the good and the bad times. I will protect, preserve, and behold you. This is my vow to you, over and above, I do. I knew God's hand was all over this because the animals witnessed this sacred love. And in their language, they asked God, "Will you grant us such a love as this?" God paired up two of all kinds so the human race can produce and multiply. Platinum love was my new song written for my new beloved. And as India Ari says, I know he is the truth. He's 100% faithfulness made him foolproof. And that's my piece. I'm going to clap it up for myself. Okay. We still have our featured guest, April Deep Gardner. From now on I can't say her name without putting the deep in there. So I'm gonna have her come back on and recite another piece from the depths of her soul. April, you're back on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Michelle, that was beautiful. I love that one. And my little brother who surprised me, you know, he's got skills.
Yes, he does. I was almost in tears when he was reciting that, because it's different when a man kind of, you know, pours his soul out, you know, in such a way like that. You know, he needs to be commended for that.
He's going to be a good one. He's going to be a good one. I know he's going to be one of the good ones.
So what you got? What you gonna bless us with again?
Y'all make me want to recite a love poem. I was gonna do one that was a little bit about spirituality, but y'all make me want to recite a love poem.
Oh, all right.
I just gotta decide which one I want to do, because I originally was gonna do the one about work in progress. Let me ask you, the one about the love poem is short, but am I able to do both of them?
Sure, go ahead. We still have people being a little shy, but we're gonna, you know, keep it rolling. So if you have one or two, go ahead.
Okay, this one's the shortest one. It's just a little piece I threw together. It's also in a book, and I'm gonna go. It's called "I Wanna Know." Like Anita Baker's 1980s, I wanna know what good love feels like. That means I want to feel it any day, morning, noon, or night. I want to feel you on my everyday routine. I want to think of you and daydream. When things are down, I want to lay down and think of you and smile. I want that kind of romance that's going nowhere. For the first time, it is there. We taking those walks at the river walks, those late night talks, those bubble baths and incense, candles and laughs, walking on the beach, taking a cruise, making love in the rain, feeling the heat, able to take a break, absence making it even better the next time. We're in love, whether we sleep or wake. There's no petty quarrel, and there's give and take. In the words of Shantae Moore, give me that old school loving. Slow dancing to our old slow jams. Play another slow jam for me, and continue to love me, regardless of the powers that be. When I'm on top or when I'm not on not, I want you there holding my hand. I want you to know me that doesn't have a wall up, the me that feels invincible, the me like India Ree that's so ready for love. And in the words of Anita Baker, I want to know what good love feels like, and I want that feeling day and night and morning, noon, and night. Thanks.
All right, and that's that piece, girl. Oh, my. You know we got to show you some love again hard right now. Hold on for a second here. April, girl, you bringing it on now. You know what? I love that part when you said I want to bring, you know, the morning, noon, and night.
No, come on, you remember that. You like those rooms that need a baker, good love.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I was about 10, 12 years old, but I fell in love with that song from then on up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So did I. Well, I enjoyed that piece.
Thank you.
All right, all right. You got another one for us, right?
Yes, ma'am. This is, yeah, my last poem, and I thank you for letting me take the platform this evening. This is called Beautiful Work in Progress. When I could not breathe, you took a breath for me. When I could not think clear, you whispered wisdom in my ear. When I could not stop crying, you gave me courage to believe. My time will come, massaging my mind, body, and spirit when it has no peace. You may not speak back to me. You may not answer right away. But in time, you show you are listening to me. You rescue me. You protect me. You give tough love, but you still love. Almighty, I confess that all I strive for, you tell me I'm a work in progress. When my relationships were over, I didn't know it, but you held me closer. When my friends' behavior and sincerity began changing on me, you took me by my hand symbolically, and you checked me to keep doing and loving me with pride, whether it be listening to my best music or buying that dress I never wore, exercising my existence until I'm sore, promoting my expressions even more, writing out the core. It may be lonely, but whatever it takes to keep me from settling for less, because you constantly showing me that I'm still a beautiful work in progress and that you need to play a bigger role in my life again. And like a good friend told me, to put more faith in you, and that's because you are the man above. And that's the truth. Thank you.
Oh, girl, you are on fire this evening. Let me, you know, you can't go nowhere without us clapping it up for you. Wait a minute. All right. April, we have certainly enjoyed your presence. This our home is your home. We just thoroughly enjoyed you and your little brother. Thank you so much for gracing this place.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough.
I love your energy. Thank you.
Thank you. And the people in the chat room are loving on you as well. And they also put in some very, very good compliments to your brother, so make sure he knows that.
Oh, he knows it. He knows he's good. He knows he's good. He's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. He wanted to call in and support me. But he knows he's good. He knows he's good. And I'm very proud of him. I was listening to his CD the other day in my car.
We might have to put him in his music in rotation someday soon.
You're a little young, but we need to. I wish we could collaborate.
Yeah.
I like his mother trying to work with him.
We do have another call from the 313 area code. Oh, that looks like a familiar number.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute and try to connect. Maybe that's someone else calling from to support you as well.
Okay, that's nice.
Hold on one moment. caller from the 313 area. You're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. What do you have for us this evening?
Hello. I was just enjoying all the beautiful poems and just enjoying the conversation that you're having with your guest today. And I really would like to know the name of the book again that this young lady has out.
Yes. You know what? Why don't we have her? Did you want to ask our guests any questions or anything like that?
Yeah, I'd like to know where I can purchase this book and how much it costs.
Okay, we're going to bring her back on the air and so that she can give you all of that information.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, and I love listening to your show. This is the first time I've listened to it, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'd like to be able to tune in again.
I so appreciate that. Hold on one moment. Let me bring the author back on the air. April?
Yes, I'm here.
You're back on the air. We do have someone that's calling in to give out one requesting more information about your book and where to purchase it. We always like to have the authors themselves give out that information. We put it already in the chat room for everybody to scroll down and see. But I'd like for you to tell our listeners again the title of your book and where it can be purchased at.
Okay. And I would like to thank the caller that called in. Her voice sounds familiar. Reflections of a Diamond in the Making is the name of the book. It is still on Amazon. It's $10. But you can always get that book from me when I'm going to go to an open mic or anything like that. I think Saturday I will be attending one. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but... you know, just contact me on Facebook, but it can still be purchased for those who don't go out to the open mics, considering I'm not always there regularly. It can be purchased on Amazon, Reflections of a Diamond in the Making, and it is only $10.
All right. It's always good to reiterate that information. Glad you continue to hang out with us. We would have given the information out as well, but since you were still on the air, I thought it would be very nice for the caller to get it from you. Because we do scroll it, we do promote it on our page and our websites and everything, so you'll be able to go on the show even in the archives and be able to find April's book. We're connected through Amazon.com to, you know, to have the book be purchased. So thank you again. Thank you so much again, April. We're going to take another caller here.
Okay.
If you want to continue to hang out, that's fine. If you can, I understand, but we will have you come on again. Because we love to continue to support you as the author and a poet and as a new friend, I should say.
I definitely your support. That's why I want to make sure that I took this opportunity to come on your show. I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And I will hang out for a little bit longer.
Okay. Yeah, we got 8 minutes, so.
Right.
Okay, let me take the next caller here. Okay. CBG, are you there?
I am here. How you doing tonight?
April, it's been wonderful.
Listening to you, I'm sorry I didn't get on at the beginning of the show, but she knows I'm on vacation. But anyway, I enjoyed what I've heard so far. And the show is going good tonight, and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to recite a piece called The Pathway.
All right.
The Pathway. Romance. Love has enhanced. Life is a gamble. Left to chance. Promises kept and promises failed due to excuses lacking detail. I love you. Wow. These three words. So strong the meaning, but overused and overheard. I recognize love at its best, shouldn't I? I've been there more than once in my lifetime. We all endure the happiness and pain that love's agony and ecstasy have drained. Peeling back the layers of life's avenues, recalling personalities, characteristics, and attitudes, exposing life's highs and lows, but no need to worry. That's just the way life goes. Hold on to what you have. You may never get another chance. Like I said at the start, love can be enhanced. Wake up. Life is filled with surprises, elements of life wear many disguises. But don't let that stop you from taking risks, because your fate and dreams just might be missed. And that's my piece.
All right. Let me clap it up for you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, that was my co-host. It seems like love is in the air. But I'm going to bring something a little different. We got 6 more minutes remaining in the show, and I've been loving all the pieces that have come forth thus far. I'm going to hit you with another little piece. It's kind of semi-erotic, but not quite. It's not really over the top, but it's all right. It's called Wet Dreams Number 3. A long day on the set, a few more hours before we can call it wrap. Didn't need much, just a power nap. Perhaps a 15-minute rest in the director's trailer would be best. I needed this quick retreat to regain my stamina, a moment to refresh. So to the couch I plunged, I fell into a deep sleep, more like a trance. Before me, an illumination of an statuesque man appeared. He grabbed my hand and said, "May I have this dance?" At first, hesitant, because he was dressed in his birthday suit. This wasn't no ordinary encounter. It was a hot pursuit. Piece by piece, he unclothed me until skin to skin, he was holding me. With his acrobatic tongue, he played tag team with my lungs. And in the right place, he was well hung. Oh, yeah, I was about to get me some. Fingers running through my hair, gazing in my eyes with that seductive stare. He placed my hands, you know where? I sized him up, he measured up. It was more than enough to fill my cup. He glazed my body with liquid marmalade, then he began to suck, licking my pudding from back, front to back, driving me wild. I didn't know how to act. The stretch in my neck, the arch in my back, him riding me from the back, this is what's up. We were cooking up an aroma of that funky stuff, flipping me but not losing his pace, in and out, he was working that finger, felt so good. Began to flow like I was a gospel singer, laying me on the edge of the couch, slightly lifting me in the position of a downspout. He entered me, and systematically he was riding me. The friction with no intermission created an equation with a unique chemical copulation. This type of chemistry created erotic potion. It was explosive. It started a fire that could not be quenched. Every time he hit me in the spot, the fire became more intense. It was blazing, oh my, simply amazing, flipping me, turning me, riding me, licking me, sticking me, riding me, driving me, colliding with me. Ain't no denying me, this man was satisfying me. Wait, screech, screech, this sound alerted me. It was the door opening. I jumped up, rubbing my eyes, focused in full zoom. There stood the head of security, Tannis, with his beautiful brown eyes at the door. His presence illuminated the room. It was a pleasant moment of deja vu, and this is when I knew that this was only part 3 of my wet dream. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
All right. Oof. All right.
Right.
I've been wanting to recite that piece for a while, but I finally got the nerve. Well, we have one more minute remaining on the air, and we just want to take this moment to all of those in the chat room, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Stevie G, my co-host, White It Out, Mother X Wit, Sandrine, and other guests. We just really appreciate you coming out to enjoy the show with us and hang out with us. We like to thank our featured guest, April Deep Gardner. Wow. The sister is deep. And we have put in the chat room that you can purchase her book on Amazon.com. It's just amazing. It's a blessing to have people that come through that are very, very talented people, and we certainly appreciate her coming to grace us with her presence. So at this time, the show is coming to an end. We'd like to say we love you. We love you. We appreciate you. Do come again, and peace out.
You.